This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian forces moved closer to the defenders' holdup Wednesday in a massive steel plant that represents the last known Ukrainian stronghold in Mariupol. In a video plea, a fighter apparently on the inside of the plant said the defenders may have only a few days or hours left. With the holdouts coming under punishing new bombing attacks, another in a long line of attempts to evacuate civilians trapped in the besieged port city failed because of continued fighting. Meanwhile, with the number of people having fled Ukraine now past the 5 million mark, the Kremlin says it has submitted a draft of its demands for ending the war. The West is racing to supply Ukraine with heavier weapons to counter the Russians' new drive to seize the industrial East. With global tensions running high, Russia has also reported the first successful test launch of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon is shrugging off Russian boasts of a successful missile test.
Russia reports it has tested a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile, one Vladimir Putin says can overcome any missile defense system and make those who threaten Russia think twice. Russia's state space agency chief calls the launch a present to NATO. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, though, describes the test as routine and not a threat to the U.S. or its allies.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday attacked his far-right election challenger, Marine Le Pen, for her links to Russia. In a televised debate ahead of Sunday's election runoff, he claimed by taking out a 2014 loan from a Russian bank, she had made herself dependent on Russian power. In an extraordinary assault on Le Pen's credentials to run France, Macron described Russia as Le Pen's banker. The French leader implied that because of the loan, her hands would be tied when dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin should she win the runoff. Le Pen bristled at Macron's suggestion that she is beholden to Russia. She repeated her previous claims that her party went to the first Czech Russian bank after French and European banks refused to lend it money. The loan has dogged her far-right party for years, along with her ties to Putin. This is VOA News. Wimbledon officials have announced that players from Russia and Belarus will be banned from playing in the tournament this year because of the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Among the prominent players affected by the ban are reigning U.S. Open champion Daniil Medvedev from Russia, as well as Belarusian Arina Sabalenka, who was a Wimbledon semi-finalist in 2021 and is number 4 in the WTA rankings. The All England Club confirmed in March that it was having discussions with the British government about whether Russians should be able to play in the grass court Grand Slam tournament. The club posted on Twitter that it had a responsibility to limit Russia's global influence through the strongest means possible. Russian athletes have been prevented from competing in many sports following their country's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
And repeating our top story, Russian forces moved closer to the defenders' holdup Wednesday in a massive steel plant that represents the last known Ukrainian stronghold in Mariupol. In a video plea, a fighter apparently on the inside of the plant said the defenders may only have a few days or hours left. With the holdouts coming under punishing new bombing attacks, another in a long line of attempts to evacuate civilians trapped in the besieged port city failed because of continued fighting. Meanwhile, with the number of people having fled Ukraine now past the 5 million mark, the Kremlin said it has submitted a draft of its demands for ending the war. The West is racing to supply Ukraine with heavier weapons to counter the Russians' new drive to seize the industrial East. But with global tensions running high, Russia has also reported the first successful test launch of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile. And French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday attacked far-right election challenger Marine Le Pen for her links to Russia. In a televised debate ahead of Sunday's runoff, he claimed that by taking out a 2014 loan from a Russian bank, she had made herself dependent on Russian power. Le Pen bristled at Macron's suggestion that she is beholden to Russia. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.